We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen. We are in Shar HaZechir, which is Perek Beis, the paragraph which begins, V'hine Yodua. We discussed yesterday that in the Chafetz Chaim here is continuing to mention the importance of our actions, that they affect the world and they give positive influence from Hashem, or there's punishment as well. V'hine Yodua hu, disru'usa de la'elo, talya b'isru'usa de la'sato. These words are very important words, which means that our actions, Yisru'usa, the arousing of our actions down here, affects the heavens, affects Shemayim. Lachain, im nimsa b'Yisrael midas ha-sholayim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there's peace amongst us down here, if ein behem shum deleteiriya del milamata, there's no deleteiriya is Lashon Hara, and there's no Lashon Hara down here. Hashem sees that there's peace amongst each other. Lashon Hara is an expression of lack of peace. Gam lemailo in asatin yochel katrig aleihem. These are very powerful words. Gam lemailo, which means above in Shemayim, the satan cannot make katrig. Let's repeat those words. We always tell you, you should give you brach to each other. We should have health and wealth and peace. You can have all the wealth. You can have all the health. If there's no peace, it's just worthless. It's just worthless. The division, the strife, it physically attacks people. Physically attacks people. He says further, Afilu al oven achomer mikol avodah zarah chas v'shalom. Even on, if a person does avodah zarah, of the worst averos, if there is peace amongst us, and he's now going to prove this, then the satan will not be contrary. Hashem sets this barrier. Now, obviously, Avodah Zarah does not go unanswered. There is punishment. We'll have to explain what that means. Even if Chas v'Shalom, the Jewish people will worship the stars and the mazolos, the constellations. B'neihem Shalom, but we have peace amongst each other. It's as if Hashem says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there will not be punishment. The satan cannot touch us. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the satan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the CPU of the satan. And he puts inside this microchip that tells the satan, when do you attack? You attack when there's Lashon Hara. When there's Lashon Hara, not only do you attack, you go faster than the speed of light. And you exact punishment. And you pay retribution for those who spoke Lashon Hara. But when there's no Lashon Hara, even if there's other chataim, what happens is the saw mean the samach aleph hey. It builds up. The scale starts pulling down. And then eventually, it cracks and says, oh, punishment comes now. But when there's Lashon Hara, it goes immediately. Yesterday, I was trying to send an email to someone. And the email didn't go. The email didn't work. And we're on the phone, like, you know, a few minutes. And like, I said, did you get it? No. So he tried to send me one. Something's going on with emails. I said to him, you know what? Let me put in Dropbox. So I put in Dropbox. I don't know, a minute later he says to me, yeah, I got it. When it comes to speaking Lashon Hara, there's no such thing as emails don't go. There's no such thing as a minute later. And what we have to do is we have to internalize and realize what these words mean. We have to realize what this means is that Rachmana Litzlan, we read something in the paper, we hear some news with tragedies. Right? You mentioned yesterday $1 million, right? That doesn't compare to Hurricane Sandy, but it's still an eye-opener. $1 million of damage in the weather storm in Eretz Yisrael this past week. It's not normal to have snow in Eretz Yisrael, to have flooding like that. Gishmei, it's not bracha. So obviously something's going on. Hashem is talking to us. We have to realize our words that we say, we have that ability to make a difference. You know, I came home yesterday, and my son comes running to me with a big smile. my five-year-old, and he says to me, "Ah, but this is for you. I made it for you." I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much. You know, read it. So I'm looking at it, and he's so proud of himself. He made it for me. It says, "Dumb." I'm thinking, is he calling me dumb? Like, what do you mean you made it for? I didn't. Then I try to read. He's just learning how to read and write. It says, "Dumb is blood." So he's learning the parashiyos of Dam Sardei Akinim, Arad Devashkin, Makos. And he writes, "Dumb." And he says, "Abba, it's for you." I'm thinking, what does he mean by this? Like, wow, that's a little, you know. So what came out is the next sentence. The next two words. "Dumb is blood." And he's very proud how he's writing it in English. But we have to realize if a person would really be saying "dumb" to someone, these are harmful words. You want to say something?
I mean, this one word almost destroyed a show because an American calling a British person against it. And they want to know, is the person, is the girl smart? Smart in British.
Is fresh?
No, does not mean intelligent. They use the word clever for that.
Aha.
Smart means
like
guiling,
tricky. Aha, aha. Oh, he's smart.
Or materialistic.
Aha.
Smart dresser, you know, designer clothes.
Right. Fancy. Different language, yeah.
So the woman says, "Oh, no, she's not smart."
Uh-oh.
The American thinks, "Well, then she must be smart." No, they finally got it straightened out.
Aha, aha.
She's clever. She has a high IQ. She's just not materialistic.
Right, I hear you.
But
One word, right. It's like they I had a conversation with an Englishman once, and he was telling me about a flat which he had. So my wife explained to me, it means an apartment. And it happened to be that same week, I got a flat, what we call a flat, you know, with my flat tire, you know. And when I heard this noise, and the radio wasn't on, and this getting louder and louder, I just pulled over, I saw the flat tire. So we see that the words, even one word, can make a major difference, whether it's "dumb" is blood, or "dumb" means dumb, or "clever" and "smart." We have to realize that these words have a negative effect, or a positive word, a positive smile, can have a positive effect. Continues the Shmiras HaLoshon. V'chein amru chazal, Yushalmi impeya halacha aleph. Shedoyre shel Achav. Achav was not of the righteous people, to say the least. Asha hayu oivdei v'dezara, they were idol worshippers. Hayu yardin l'milchama, they went down to war. V'noitzchen, and they were successful at war. Why? Mivnei shelo yahaya behen deleitaria, because they didn't speak Lashon Hara. V'harayu shelo yilshinu al avadya, shahechia es meya haneviyim. And the raya is that they didn't speak Lashon Hara on Avadya, the Navi Avadya, that he helped save 100 Nevi'im to live. There's a klal in all inyanim. Mida k'neged mida. This is how Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world. It's called measure for measure. The rule is when Hashem runs the world, it's measure for measure. The same way a person acts, that's how Hashem, it's like a boomerang, a mirror image, that's how Hashem responds to that person. The same way a person closes his mouth and does not speak Lashon Hara on someone else, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that Satan. And Hashem said, if this person is not speaking Lashon Hara, you don't have that ability to prosecute against him. Not so if there is Chas Hashalom Lashon Hara down here in Klai Yisrael. Besides for the Lashon Hara that is aroused on himself, he also now arouses the Lashon Hara to be spoken on Klai Yisrael. The prosecuting angel, the Satan, now goes and says not just only what this one person spoke about, which was bad, but he also speaks about what the Klai Yisrael are doing, which is wrong. What happens is, the way Hashem created the DNA of the world is that once the Satan goes and speaks to Hashem and says, you know what this person did? You know the Lashon Hara they spoke? Hashem created the situation that says, now punishment has to come. The one who spoke Lashon Hara down here. And I just wanted to spend a second talking about a practical occurrences that take place in life. Rachman al-Tzlan, we should never know of tragedies. They take place in the world. Not because it's part of the world. That's, as the Rambam says, that when things happen like that, that is achzarius. It's because Hashem is talking to us. Hashem is talking to us and saying we have to improve something. Many times the response, the first initial response, which is, I'm not saying it's incorrect, is to gather together groups and say Tehillim. I'm not saying it's incorrect. I want to be very careful what I say. I'm being recorded here as well. But we have to realize that if a person says Tehillim and pats himself on the back and says, okay, I just did what has to be done, and he walks out of whatever he said Tehillim, and he goes on continuing the everyday life, the goal was not accomplished. Not only was the goal not accomplished, it makes things worse to some degree. And I'm not saying not to say Tehillim. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying not to say Tehillim. If a person does not focus, maybe the person himself is speaking Lashon Hara. Imagine if a person had a video camera that showed him the result of his actions. We'll see that in Shemayim after 120 years. But imagine a person saw it down here, that whole chabura, that whole group of the necessity of it was gathered to say Tehillim, was because during Chazaras Hashatz, this person was discussing who knows what, some Lashon Hara with his friend next to him. And then someone else behind him got involved. And then the person in the front. So you now you have four rows. Now, unfortunately, these things take place in shuls. Four rows of people who are speaking to each other during Chazaras Hashatz. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how we live our lives. Where, on one hand, we're saying we have to try to promote shalom. And yet, on the other hand, when it comes to shul, it seems like there's so much shalom amongst us. Because we're always, you know, not everybody, but there are people who are talking during laning. I mean, the Sefer Torah is opened. The Bakari is laning from the Torah. This is the Word of God. And people talk. I don't mean when someone says to somebody, where's the place? There are conversations that take place in certain shuls. And people don't even think that there's something wrong with it. The Chafetz Chaim will discuss this in his Svarim later on. I mean, how can we begin to understand something like this? And then Rachman al-Tzlan, the Rav gets up, let's say at the end of the shul, and says, we're going to have a Tehillim group. Why? Because there's a tragedy that takes place. Why do we think tragedies happen? Because the world has created that there are, listen, Nebuchadnezzar, unfortunately, there's sad things that happen sometimes. That's not how the world runs. We started off today. Hinei Yaduahu. Whatever takes place in Shemayim is because of what takes place down here. If people are schmoozing, whether it's Lashon Hara or not Lashon Hara, if it's Lashon Hara, it's much worse. And they're talking Lashon Hara during davening or not during davening, there will be tragedies. That's what the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. We have to realize what's taking place. And then when people just go ahead and say Tehillim, and they feel they've accomplished what they have to accomplish, they're missing the point. But here, when the person is saying the Tehillim, it's even worse than Tavo Sheres B'Yadai. Why? Because he walks out with that feeling of accomplishment. The Yitzhar is so powerful, it conquers the person to feel, I have just did what's called a Teshuvah, perhaps. Hagah, he says in the brackets now, Uladaiti Zoi Kavanas Akosov, according to the Chavetz Chaim, he says that's what the pasuk means. Lo hibit ofen beYaakov, Hashem lo kav imoy. Hashem does not look at the iniquity about the sin of Klal Yisrael. Pirush that Hashem lo kav imoy. Hashem was with his nation, with Klal Yisrael. Emesai lo hibit. When is it that Hashem does not look at the averus of Klal Yisrael? Bezman she Hashem lo kav imoy. When Hashem is with us, Avolim yesh chas shalom ofen lashon hara beYisrael. But if there is that avera called Lashon Hara, and what happens is if people speak Lashon Hara, Hashem says goodbye. I don't want to be around people speak Lashon Hara. Hashem says, I don't want to be a Moshe of Leitzim kiviyachol, but Moshe of Leitzim leYashav. I don't want to be around such people. Hashem goes away. If Hashem is not protecting us, then anything can happen. The dangers are all around.
Which is like in the desert when.
Let me just finish the sentence. Then Hashem, if we speak the Lashon Hara, Hashem, then Hashem watches that, looks at our actions, and sees what we did wrong. Yes.
And they had the snakes attack them. The snakes were always there.
Right. Right, very good point. But it's because of the Averis that just brought out the snakes. That's right. That's the way the world works. Well, let's stop here for today, and we'll continue.